The IU Opera Theater's production of Mozart's The Magic Flute, Die Zauberflöte, is a wonderfully colorful evening of cleverness, wit, and whimsy that doesn't sacrifice a note of the music, the weighty messages that the Masonic Mozart included, or the humanity of the characters. The new set and costumes from David Higgins vary from the spectacular to the simple, with lots of clever little variations. His costumes use a variety of color palettes, styles, and textures to separate the characters and the groups clearly, just as Mozart's varied music does. Friday night's resolute, though stiff, Tamino was Mark Van Arsdale. Mark Davies was an audience favorite as his comical sidekick, Papageno the Birdcatcher. Shannon Love was both motherly and majestic as the Queen of the Night. Elisa Cox, Carrie Ann Otanu, and Kelly Glyptis were spirited trio as the Queen's ladies. Jacqueline Brachin was lovely as the love interest Pamina. Hirotaka Kato was dramatically low-voiced and supportive as the temple spokesman. Joseph Butel lacked the truly low notes for the part of Sarastro the High Priest, but his middle and upper voice were strong. The opera's genies, Cece Underwood, Ben Johnson, and Elsa Shelton, were a charming version of the balloon boy as they floated in and out to comment and help with the story. Throughout The Magic Flute, stage director Tomer Tzvulun has worked to see that the characters aren't just stick figures who sing. There were nice little personal touches. The prince feels challenged and has his doubts. The birdcatcher is a comic, but one with all too human concerns. The Queen of the Night, perhaps a misguided villainess, but also a caring mother. There was plenty of action throughout. And at the same time, Zwillin didn't hesitate to stage a quintet with all five of the singers just lined right up across the stage in a formal array. Right from the first notes of the overture to The Magic Flute, it was obvious that conductor Mark Gibson was looking for a performance that would exploit all the variety and contrast in Mozart's music. The different sections of the orchestra played against and with one another. Strings countered winds, percussion made its points, and the whole was nicely propelled rhythmically. The same was true of the different vocal elements, and there was a careful balance throughout. One of the highlights of this production is the bird and animal puppets created by Lisa Sturtz. They're wonderful, whimsical creations, and some of the best acting in the show comes from the feathered folk. They fly about, comment on the action, bill, coo, scrap, and eat out of the birdcatcher's hand. Later, the menagerie's expanded with a giraffe, a kinkajou, and just the cutest little porcupine that you can imagine. Parents or grandparents who are looking for a first opera for a child might want to think about the first act of Magic Flute as a wonderful introduction. The singing is in German, but the dialogue and most of the humor is in English. It's very active, and the puppets are great. Adults will want to stay for the second act. The IU Opera Theater's production of The Magic Flute, Die Zauberflöte, continues with performances on Friday and Saturday, November 20 and 21. At the opera for you, I'm George Walker.